Folks, and welcome to Room Temp. This is the 32nd episode now. It's getting pretty high up in those numbers where it's kind of weird to say at the beginning of every show because it's 32. That's
weird.
At some
point, we got to stop.
At some point, we got to stop.
It's our O.J. Simpson episode.
Yeah, this is our O.J. Simpson episode.
fucked up, bro.
Is it
that problematic?
The glove didn't fit.
I mean, he was acquitted.
He was acquitted.
He's not a murderer.
He is free. Roaming around in your children's and family's neighborhoods. We don't have too much today. This weekend is, it's not really an off week, but it's kind of an off week in the sense that there's no Super Bowl.
Pro Bowl, baby.
But Pro Bowl is a thing. Yeah, that's a thing. So we basically thought, you know, we'd give you a little insight into what, into who we are, how our week's been going, a little talk about the NBA and the All-Star teams. We got Dicks on Dictionary, NFL edition. We got a drink of the week featuring Gray Neff live. I never had that problem. And an interview with my good friend and movie critic, CJ Haight, will be talking movies, what he has seen in the last few months as, you know, the big movies, what he's liked the most, what he's hated, and like kind of the trends he's seeing, upcoming movies that we should definitely go see, and then probably talk to him about his favorite slash the greatest sports movies of all time. So that's going to be kind of cool. We'll get you that interview with him later on in the episode. But right now, I know that Sean and I were just talking about this, and we just told Ben right before we started the show, Pokemon's about to ruin our lives.
I'm fucking sad right now, dude.
Worse than Pokemon Go.
Worse.
Because it's on my computer. Bro, it's literally, it froze at Pokemon, it doesn't even finish the on. Like, fuck. I can't click on the page.
So basically, there's this website where you can
I'm fucked. I'm going to have to start this all over.
And you might have to, did you save it?
Like, you think I expected this to happen? No, I didn't fucking save it.
I don't know, man.
Oh, this is bringing me right back to the fucking good old days when I wouldn't fucking save and turn it on, and that shit would be gone.
And you'd be like, what? My Pikachu's level 7? And he was like 25.
No, dude, that was literally the worst thing ever. Yeah. And then it was one of those things like, fuck, this sucks, but like, I'm so addicted that I have to fucking get it
back. Well, yeah, I gotta get him back to 25.
Oh, Pokemon around. He's talking. He's saying some stuff.
Save it now.
I can't.
Hit the save button.
It won't let me click on the page.
Is it bad that I never owned a Pokemon game in my life?
Yes. You had no childhood. I take back every moment I ever spent with you.
I never had a Game Boy Color. I never had a Game Boy SP.
Jesus, I had a Game Boy Pocket.
I had the PSP looking
Game
Boy. Okay,
so I figured out what happened. So Ben got all the cool like Power Rangers toys, and I got all the cool fucking video
Pokemon
games.
Stuff. Yep.
So wait, was that your thing as a childhood? I was a big G.I. Joes. I was G.I. Joes,
yeah.
Legos.
Yeah, yep.
And then when I got to like 13, probably it was all Nerf.
Yeah.
See, I never
Airsoft,
really got big into Nerf.
Yeah.
Well, Airsoft I was big into.
Big into Airsoft. My dad took all of our Airsoft guns one day and threw them all away because we were shooting the Airsoft guns in the house at each other while he was away at work, which, like, understandably, I'd be pretty upset if I came home and my three sons were shooting each other with Airsoft guns around my house and there was, like, 3,000 pellets in our basement.
I actually know a kid that got hit in the eye with an Airsoft pellet and, like, almost went blind.
Yeah, it's nutty.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
Don't shoot guns in the house, kids.
No, definitely shoot guns in the house, kids.
Just don't shoot each other in the eye.
Do you want to see your parents freak out on Christmas dinner when you and your brother are in a full-out airsoft war?
It's a good time to do it. Good day to do it.
It was awesome, dude. I had, like, my one brother and my sister and my parents hiding behind the kitchen table. Me and my brother are just going at it. They're all screaming, like, stop, stop, stop. And we didn't, and then it turned into a wrestling match. It was awesome.
So you were just an action figure guy, Ben.
Yeah, dude, I was big into action figures,
big
bro.
Into like, Barbies
had,
and shit?
No, dude, like,
no,
you don't understand.
Fuck no.
He had... everything.
Everything, dude. I had everything. Like, I had the Power Rangers. I had G.I. Joes. I had...
And it was, like,
those,
the dumb
I had,
shit,
like,
too.
Shit, yeah, like, I had, like, shit that, like, would go with them. Like, all the accessories. Like, the whole nine.
Your shit was
bro.
Popping
like,
off for you.
It was popping off, dude. Like,
all of your
yeah,
roommates
it was...
need to get off the Wi-Fi so that this can load and I can play again. Because...
What were your favorites?
snake was dope. I had a really cool snake one. And just the traditional G.I. Joe, just load his ass up with ARs and pieces.
Big G.I. Joe guy myself.
Yeah, dude. And I had the cars that they could whip around in. Like it was full fledged war battle when all the boys got together.
It was little me and my older brother would spend obviously hours, but we would just set up all the fucking G.I. Joes around our room very strategically, as though we would always have the good guys outnumbered because we watched way too many movies when we were younger.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, so like that was a thing. But dude, this goddamn Rattata is just murdering my Jigglypuff.
How is yours still going? There's too much internet being played right now. I am fucking upset.
That's why I never got into Pokemon. I can't refresh. I never wanted that statement that you just said, Matt, to ever come out of my mouth.
What, the Rattata almost fucked up my Jigglypuff?
My Rattata almost just got... Yeah, no. That just never... I did fucks with Yu-Gi-Oh. Yu-Gi-Oh
was pretty dope.
Okay, I was the master of Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah, right, buddy.
But dude, it always pissed me off because... I vividly remember Sean, I would just have the cards, but Sean had, the arm thing that, you could,
Oh, yeah. You could actually play.
And I never fucking had that. How's he gonna play? So he would just stand there with it, and I would be, on the ground, laying my shit out on the ground, be like, well, I'm putting this down, and he would just whip it out of his arm, and I'd be like, dude, this is so fucking sick, but I don't have this.
You'd be playing you look like a fucking jabroni over there.
Fair, yeah, literally, dude. I found that
last time I was home, and I was absolutely playing within my basement. Why would I not?
Yeah, dude, I remember
so bulky. And it was like your car mirror thing that we talked about earlier. Matt's car mirrors turn in, but they're the same size as they were when they were out. It's just inward. So this motherfucker would this thing it would slide to my out so I could play cards, but then when it was the other way, it was still just as bulky.
Anything orientation.
It did absolutely nothing. It was cool in the show because it wouldn't be happen like
they
that.
Made it like they made it look like it was an out. Extension of your body, not well, just, no, like,
it
a
was,
toy.
It was literally a big ass bracelet, and you pressed a button, and it made that was even bigger. And then the one that they gave you was this is literally this is the big, outside.
They needed a more sleek design.
Yeah, it was terrible. Yeah. I mean, I get it. It was.
I mean, I still laid out the blue eyes white dragon, and
bro, I was a dark magician guy. About to get there, dude.
I was a dark magician guy.
I pulled Blue Eyes White Dragon out of one of those little packs. It was rare as fuck. I was holy shit. I'm gonna win everything now. I got Blue Eyes White Dragon.
I can't lose.
Best fucking thing. Yeah, I cannot lose.
I can't lose.
I'm out in the river the one day, right? I don't know how old I was. I was really young. So obviously not thinking, I brought my fucking Yu-Gi-Oh cards out with me.
Right.
On the boat.
Gone.
Fucking forever. I'm sitting there. I'm just rolling through them. You know, have all out on the yeah, I'm bulling out in the river, you know? My dad's, drinking beers in the water, yo, come throw a football. What the hell are you doing? And I'm nah, chill out. I got my Yu-Gi-Oh cards. So a gust of wind comes, and no card gets blown off the table except for Blue Eyes White Dragon goes right into the water.
There's a sign.
And I'm like, no, fuck no. So, and it's just gone, immediately gone. So, we're putting around the sandbar, trying to find this thing. And we have a pontoon boat, so there's a gap, it does, you know what I mean? It goes underneath the boat and the engine's in the back. So I see it, and as I see it, it's going under the boat. And I was no, stop. Doesn't stop, just shreds it in the motor, and that was the last time I ever had Blue Eyes White Dragon. Never won a Yu-Gi-Oh match ever since.
Dude,
I'm ashamed to admit this, but I got pretty heavily into it.
Oh yeah, dude, Sean was huge into it.
my one friend Trevor, who's granted he's much older than I, and he got really into it, and I was like, well, fuck this is gonna be fun. And then I will probably go home and go to his house, and we might play again. It's fun. It's great.
It's so funny.
Strategic game.
You need to write a blog on that.
I mean, you guys have heard of Risk. You don't talk to me about Yu-Gi-Oh.
Okay, motherfucker, this needs to load.
I'm doing just fine over here. This is great.
Did I switch internet? No, I'm still on Dan Robinson Sucks Eggs. Shout out Dan.
Shout out Dan. I'm about to catch this oddish. Because fuck it. We ball.
Do you think if I look back out of it, refresh, it'll it didn't autosave, did it?
I don't think so. Fuck. You're looking at a catch 22 here. I know. yeah, big into poke. I had a bunch of... What's it called? A binder. I had a binder full of Pokey Pokemon cards.
See, I was never a Pokemon guy. I never was.
I never really got into Pokemon.
I had like an MLB game from like 2000 on my Game Boy Pocket. And my brother and I, older brother and I used to play. And I would play that. I played Pokemon Blue. And I played, what else did we play? We played something else. This is before backyard sports came out. But
yeah.
I used to play those too. Those were money.
For my Game Boy, I had Crash Bandicoot.
Ooh.
I had, there was like a Spider-Man game. I forget what the fuck it was called, but it was Spider-Man. And like, you would just go through like,
was it called Spider-Man?
It might've been, but like, it was like Spider-Man and like, it had like a title behind it.
Right.
Whatever. And like, it was basically just like a strategy game where like, you would go through like all these levels and like, there would be like people walking around, like doing like this, like guards, like doing like the same motion. And you'd have to like, get like through the place without like alerting anybody or like doing like just being Spider-Man. So like it was hard as fuck, but it was like crazy cool. And I had like a football, I forget what the football was. It might have been like Madden like 2000, 2001, something like that.
Wow.
Yeah, it was dope.
Once the backyard sports came out, it was pretty sick.
It was pretty much over for me. Yeah,
yeah, things got pretty rowdy pretty
quickly.
The
thing that pretty edited for me was when I got my PS2.
Yeah, like, that's what I grew up on.
I had a PS1, and like I had some cool games, but like I was still too young to really like appreciate what I had. And then we like redid our living room and got a new TV. And my dad was like, "I'm gonna get you the new PlayStation." So I got like the slim one, like the little ass one.
Yeah.
And the first game I got was Madden 05, and that was it. Since then, I've gotten every Madden ever since, and I've just railed through franchise mode all day every day.
So we got the Pro Bowl. Is this weekend?
I froze my computer.
Do you?
Jared Goff is in the skills comp.
He's gonna do bad.
Does the Pro Bowl?
He doesn't have his coach whispering in his ear telling him what to do.
I think he got second in the quarterback thing. Like the quarterback throwing one, where they hit the targets and get points.
True.
How does one get?
Because like I think they did it yesterday, but it airs today, and he was putting stuff on his Instagram, and. Like about it, and I think Derek Carr got first, and he got second.
That's annoying. Just don't worry about it for now.
I have to. I can't see anything.
All right. Well, no one who's listening cares.
You still trying to figure out the Pokemon thing?
No, my computer's just.
Right. So yes.
No, I'm literally looking. I was trying to look at the rundown, and then.
Do you care about the Pro Bowl?
I feel like they're going back to AFC versus NFC, and I don't fuck with that.
Why?
Like I'd much rather have it be like when it was Jerry Rice's team and Deion Sanders' team and the captains picked, like they did like a draft. Like I feel like they gave a shit then because there was like bragging rights, like we're gonna beat these other, like you know what I mean. Like I feel like when it's just AFC versus NFC, like it's just like every other Pro Bowl. Like yeah, they're gonna try a little bit, but at the end of the day, like they don't really give a shit. Like the other, like last year and the year before, like. People were hitting, like it was like a real football game and like exciting to watch. Now like I feel like they're just not really playing for anything. They're just like, yeah, it's just another fucking Pro Bowl. Like I like how the NBA did a draft with Steph and LeBron. Like I think they should have done that with the two highest vote getters in each conference and have the legend coaches again like they did a couple years ago, because that was dope.
Yeah, I just think that like I don't know, because it's just like a mostly a skills competition thing now.
Yeah,
I think it's just like, I don't know.
They need to bring back the old like skills competition.
You guys ever have field day at your high school?
We had it in grade school.
Right. At least. Like that's what I think of when I think of like what the Pro Bowl is now, where it's like just a bunch of activities that you get split up into teams for, and that's it.
Yeah.
And
I
like
can see it.
And like for sure, it's like good for, you know, good for publicity, good for kids to watch, good for children to watch, because you're like, oh, those are my idols, like doing shit.
Weird shit.
Yeah, just doing shit. But like obviously, yeah. Like those Pro Bowl games for like 99% of them have no applicability to a skill for a player. Yeah. It's literally more of like a vacation where it's like, congrats, you made it here.
Yeah.
Do whatever the hell you want.
They need to bring back like the classic, like the 40-yard dash or the sprint or whatever to see who's the fastest man in the league.
Right.
The strongest man competition where they do like the bench, how many times can you rep 225, The quarterback, like, hit it, like, throwing, like, the accuracy one where they hit, like, the targets, and the wide receiver one where they fucking, like, run through, like, the gauntlet of catches. Like, they had, like, similar variations of that one now, which is okay, but, like, they had, like, an obstacle course last year and, like, a ball drop from a drone and, like, the quarterback throwing thing was really weird looking. Like, I don't know. Like, I just go back to the classics, man. Like, I like the classic stuff. I don't like futuristic. Like, when Call of Duty went all futuristic, I got pissed and never played it. But now they're back to the classic World War II stuff. I can't stop playing it. You know what I mean? So, like,
dude, I've never really been into, like, the old school way they did it.
Oh, I used to love that shit.
Really?
Yeah. And the NFL Instagram account's been going through, like, all, like, the retro, like, Peyton Manning from, like, 06, like, going through, like, the skills thing. And, like, I would watch every single one of them that came up.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, dude, they were awesome. I really fucked with them.
I was never really, really about that. I don't know why. I don't watch it that much, to be honest. Like, it's fun to see people in it, but, like, it's not, like, it never, like, it was, yeah. It's just not football.
I just like it when they try. They don't. Like, I don't like it when they don't give a shit.
They don't try.
Yeah. They used to, when the competitions were actually cool, like, they used to try really hard. Like, Steve Smith was in it, Ocho Cinco was in it, and, like, they were going
fucking two-hand touch football, and it's like, are you fucking kidding me? You know what I mean?
When, who was it that laid out the, it was Sean Taylor when he laid that punter out in, like, 07 and really just killed him on the sideline. I was just like, well, okay, like, no punter's ever going to want to enter the Pro Bowl again.
Yeah, but I mean, what is punting in the Pro Bowl really anyway?
I mean, Johnny Hecker's made it every year he's been in the league, so.
Of course you had to throw that out there. Of course.
I mean, he's a punter in the Pro Bowl.
Shut up.
Undrafted free agent, 3-time All Pro, 3-time Pro Bowler. I think that's pretty decent.
Pretty decent. Pretty good.
Johnny Hecker might be a Hall of Fame punter, even at this point in his career.
Wait, I have a really random question. How does, like, the qualification of a Pro Bowler go in terms of, like, your like, accolades, I guess, as a player? Like, is Carson Wentz considered a Pro Bowler this year?
Yes.
Is he, like, on his resume, it'll say Pro Bowl, or even though he didn't go to the Pro Bowl?
He was selected to the Pro Bowl.
He was selected, so even as an alternate, you're also considered a Pro Bowler?
Correct.
Yep.
All right, that's kind of weird to me.
But you're only if you're an alternate for the Pro Bowl, you're only considered a Pro Bowler if you actually make it to the game, though. Like, Jared Goff was first alternate for the Pro Bowl.
And if he got injured or something?
The only reason why he got in was because Carson was hurt.
Right.
So if Carson didn't get hurt, Goff, even though he's the first alternate, wouldn't be a Pro Bowler, but now he is.
Right, okay.
You know what I mean?
Right. So I wonder, considering someone a Pro, I mean, I don't know.
I think now...
The Pro Bowl system's weird.
I feel like now I take a little bit less stock in it just because of how much fan
fares
in it. Like, Derek Carr was a Pro Bowler this year. Like, I don't think so. Like, I don't think he was a Pro Bowler this year. So, like, you know, some of it I take with a grain of salt, but, like, if you've made, like, 5, 7, 10 Pro Bowls in your career...
Pretty good.
I think that's pretty fucking impressive.
Yeah, you're pretty good.
Pretty good, yeah. I think all pros...
I don't know, dude. I'd say anything after 4. So. I'd say anything after 4.
Yeah, I would agree with that, too.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, 3's still good. Like, you were a Pro Bowler 3 times. You were selected... Like, some careers aren't that long. Like, if you have a 10-year career, and that's, like, 30% of your career, you were an All-Pro, so...
And you're batting 300, so, I mean, that's decent.
Certainly not bad. And then you got, Jesus Christ, and then you got on the other end, with the NBA now, the All-Star teams are picked, their final. What do we think of those?
Steph's team's gonna get raped.
Bron was so petty.
LeBron? Right? I agree with that. I do really agree with that.
Who?
Bron was so petty with his picks, dude. He picks Kyrie. He brings KD,
Russ.
He brings Boogie, he brings Russ, and he brings K-Love, who he literally fucking hates. Just brings him on the team just to yell at him. Like, I think it's going to be great.
I said to Sean before this that Steph's team is a lot more cheeky than LeBron's.
I don't know if I agree
with
that.
I don't know if I agree with that. I think Steph's team's more, like, fundamentally better, but I think that LeBron's team is, like, just a bunch of head cases that just, like, are just going to ball out.
Right, like, I agree. I just think that, like, like, obviously Kyrie on their team is, like, you know, the definition of, like, skill. Like, yeah. Pure skill. It was, like, same thing.
On LeBron's team?
Yeah.
I just think the mashup. Bro, I just think the mashup of Bron, KD, K-Love.
I think Kyrie is the best dribbler in the NBA. Durant. That's what I'm saying. Like, the most skilled player in the NBA.
I don't know if I agree with that.
I don't know if I agree with that. You think LeBron has better handles than Kyrie?
You're high.
No, I think Steph has better handles than Kyrie.
You're high also.
That's like an equal comparison. That helps my argument.
Does it?
Kyrie is an insane ball handler.
Yeah. Like, he's an insane ball handler. And, like, breaking down teams with his, like, technical skill. LeBron's like a physical specimen who's just better than you. I'm not saying, like, one's better than the other. I think that Steph's team is, like, more technical, more like cheeky. Like, they're more likely to, like, do a spin behind the back, like 360 behind the back shot and score than, like, LeBron's team would be. LeBron's team would be like, let's do a dunk from the 3-point line because we all fucking can. To me, I don't know. I think, I don't know. Just watching it, just looking at their team and everyone on it, just makes me think that. But I don't know. I don't care that much. But and even the alternates for. But I also like that they didn't, like you had just said, how the Pro Bowl kind of has been turning into like an NFC versus AFC sort of thing. Yes. I like that the NBA, that they did it this year with the picking teams, just because it's literally like, it crosses over. It's like, whatever.
Yeah, no, that's what I liked. That's what I liked about when they did, it was Deion Sanders versus Jerry Rice.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure it was like Aaron Donald and Drew Brees picked. Like, it was like the top two vote getters in the NFC and the top two vote getters in the AFC. And, like, they get matched up with, like, a legend coach, and then they draft out of the pool of the remaining players.
Yeah, which is cool.
And, like, I thought that was fucking sick because, like, you don't have, like, a – you know what I mean? Like, you play with players that you don't normally – you have to always play against. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Which I guess is true if you're AFC, NFC, but, like, if you're in the NFC, like, you're always – you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I just think it's a lot better, like, when the players have more say in, like, who they get to play with, and I feel like they're just more comfortable and want to, like, play harder and all that kind of shit.
Right. Well, we'll see.
Like, I think we might actually see a little bit of like, not out of LeBron's team, no way. But, like, out of Steph's team, I think we might see a little bit of defense.
Oh, with Harden? Yeah, best defender in the league.
Well, what, LeBron, K-Love, like...
LeBron's not a bad defender. K-Love...
LeBron's not a bad defender when he wants to be 15% of the time.
And he never wants to be. 15% so, like, of the time. And whenever he... Dude, the thing that pisses me off about LeBron is, like, when he fucks up defensively, he blames K-Love. When something goes wrong, blames Caleb. Like, it's he is never, like, account. Like, I've never seen a player that is at his kind of level be so, like, unaccountable for his actions. Like, it just drives me up a wall.
He's not going to be there next year. I'm telling you right
now. No, he's not, dude. He's gone. He is gone. Long gone, bro. Long gone.
He's already gone. He might as well just pack now.
I'm surprised he doesn't trade himself somewhere, like, now just to get it over with.
Trade himself.
That'd be pretty sick.
I mean, that's what he means. Wherever he goes, he's the GM. Like, yeah. That's just how it's
fuck
always
me too. Are you kidding me?
Other than, like, Tyronn Lue, who's just a noodle.
Dude, he looks like a fish. he looks like a koi fish.
Peeking.
Jesus Christ.
If anyone was curious, I've been so quiet because Pokemon started working again.
Good.
Yeah, Sean hasn't paid attention to a single minute of this entire podcast.
No, I legitimately had to restart my computer. It was devastating. I'm very, very sad about it. You what?
Huh?
Huh?
What?
Where?
I was going to talk about Joel Embiid, but we'll just skip over it.
Yeah. We're going to talk about how great Carson Wentz is, but we'll just skip that one for another time.
What we're not going to skip is some Dixon Dictionary, which Sean might want to pay attention for this one because he is down 4-2 right now. And so here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you a little NFL edition.
We're doing
that
right now.
Yeah, we're doing it right now.
I know, but I'm in the middle of a fight.
Yeah, but you can pause it because it's the fucking game.
Pausing? You can pause this.
Here. So basically, we're going to give you guys an NFL version this time around, and I'm going to throw out 5 names of players.
Okay, where are all my words?
And basically, you're in the wrong notebook that you're using. Yeah, so
what the fuck?
So basically,
Matt's notes.
If you're gonna let me explain this game to people, now that we switched it up a little bit,
well, sometime
that'd be great. What I think I might do a little bit is because I'm gonna make you guys do the first and last name because some of them, you'll see. But
I think it should just be 5 names, 5 points if you get the whole name right.
Is that all you want to do? All right.
Like 1 point for the whole name. Not like a first name, last name. You know what I mean? Like, okay. Because, like, we had, like, the name of the dictionary, but, like, or, like, definition, but, like, I think it should just be the name or nothing.
All right, we can do that if you want.
Last time we did this, you made me spell Ovechkin, and I just realized the back part of his name is spelled the same way that the cows from the Chick-fil-A commercial spell chicken.
There you go, dude.
I know.
Dude, I could crush some Chick-fil-A
astute,
right now.
Astute observation. You hear that? Astute.
Yeah, did I spell it? Word. Probably not. Google that shit. So here we go. You guys ready?
Ready.
I'm first. You are first this time. 4-2 right now. Sean is down after a victory last week. Ben vowed to come back. Sean vowed to keep the consistency. So we'll see. First name.
Who first?
First name. Troy Polamalu.
First name?
The first,
do I have to spell his, Troy?
Yeah.
Just Polamalu.
No, the full thing. I meant first name is in, the first full name that I'm giving you. Ooh, he paused. Sean?
T-R-O-Y-P-O-L-O-M-O-L-O-U.
Ben?
Troy Polamalu. T-R-O-Y P-O-L-A-M-A-L-U.
Ben is correct.
Let's fucking go.
The last name, Polamalu, is spelled P-O-L-A-M-A-L-U.
I was two lines away.
All right, Ben, you ready for number two? So Ben up. Ben up 1-0. Early lead, early start.
Early lead.
That's a full one?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're only spelling five names.
Pay attention, buddy.
If you spell Troy right, you're not going to get a half a point for spelling Troy right.
Although we might want to do that. You'll see why. There's a difficult name very later
exactly,
on.
Exactly, Ben.
Well, I'm going to get them both right.
All right, ready?
So it's point. Wait, okay.
One.
You have to get them both right.
That's what we've been saying.
Yep. Where have you been?
Pokemon.
2 minutes.
Bro. You're looking at me saying Christ. That. All right. Second name. Prince Amukamara.
Oh, God. Prince. P-R-I-N-C-E.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what was the last name?
Shut up. Amukamara.
P-R-I-N-C-E-A-M-U-K-A-M-A-R-A.
Sean?
Say the last name one more time.
Amukamara.
He plays for the Giants last time, or the Bears, I think.
Bears.
P-R-I-N-C-E-A-M-U-K-A-M-A-R-A.
You both got that correct.
Let's go.
2-1. 2-1.
2 for 2, baby. Let's get it. I'm going to sweep this.
All right, Sean,
I'm getting
ready?
So much better at listening to how Matt says vowels.
Well, no, I'm a.
Yeah, right. you said like Alvin Kamara, so I knew that if I can get the first couple letters right, I can get Kamara, because I figured Kamara was how it ended.
Right. You ready, Sean? Third name? Ndamukong Suh.
Oh.
He's writing it out, folks. That's where the silence comes from.
Wait.
Ndamukong Suh.
There needs to be a time limit here.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you fucking take forever, dude. All right, that's all you got. Read it out. Yep.
I spelled this wrong.
Well, then read it for us. Come on.
N-U-D-A-M-A-K-U-N-S-U-E. I spelled that very wrong.
Ben, let's hear yours.
You got it right. I don't trust Ben. I just want to say that. I want to throw that out there.
Well, that's why he spells it right away when he's doing it too. He does that when he says certain first.
Ndamukong. N-A-D.
Wait. Sorry. Start that over. Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
N-A-D. Ndam. M. A. Ndamukong. K. O. N. G. S. U. H.
Neither of you got that one.
Shit.
S-U-H that's was smart, though. I like
yes.
H. That definitely.
Well, I knew
that was definitely right.
His last name because of Madden.
Yep. Ndamukong is spelled N-D-A-M-U-K-O-N-G.
That's a fucking brutal, man.
See, fuck you for that, Matt.
Ready for the next one, Sean?
Yeah. Wait, am I up?
So it's what,
2-1
no, still?
Yeah, I was going to say.
2-1 still. Two sorry. One. This one, the last two should be relatively easy because they both still play. Ready. Adam Vinatieri.
A-D-A-M V Vin V-I-N-A-T-Terry. E-R-R-I.
Sean.
Whoa.
I told you, this was not, this is pretty tricky.
A-D-A-M. V-I-N. A-T-E-R-I.
Neither of you got that one correct.
Fuck.
It's Adam, and then V-I-N-A-T-I-E-R-I.
Why is this, that's dumb.
Why is there an E in there? Why couldn't it just be Vinatieri?
Dude, I don't know, man.
He's level 5.
All right, last one. Sean, this is on you. You got to tie this up here. If we tie this up, I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to, I don't know.
We want to do a sudden death.
Yeah, sudden death. I know exactly what we'll do for a sudden death. Stephen Hoschka.
Steven or Stephen?
I'm not saying that. I'm not. Yeah, see, that's not how you pronounce. No one pronounces it Stephen, even if it is or isn't. Stephen Hoschka.
Stephen Hoschka.
Ben.
Stephen Steven Hoschka. Hoschka.
Wait, sorry, say that again.
Hoschka.
Hoschka. Fuck. Neither of you got that right.
But I still got the dub, so fuck.
Also,
off,
Sean, man. It was a V. That sucks, but Steve. That's a V still. So, Ben, taking a 5-2 lead now. Over Sean and Dixon Dictionary.
Not
Sean.
Not even counting that because it was names and not words.
Sean.
That's we agreed that was going to be the new Dixon Dictionary, so it's more hashtag relatable.
No, that's dumb. Oh, you think okay. We should go back to words? I was getting really good at those. Now you're going to be giving me a bunch of fucking names that are just dumb. Like, what is our coach's name?
Keith Danbrough?
No, our Chargers coach in Madden.
Oh, dude, Jermaine Dale.
His name is Jermaine Dale. How would you spell Jermaine, Ben?
Jermaine?
Yeah, Jermaine.
Don't even try. It's J apostrophe.
No.
Oh my God! Oh, come on. I was
exactly.
Gonna like
exactly.
Like
that's
Kurt.
What this is gonna turn into, and that's why we need to go back to SAT words so we can at least be somewhat intelligent.
So we got a 5-2 lead now for Ben on the Dixon Dictionary section. Throw him congrats on Twitter if you guys want. That's fine. But right now we got a exclusive drink of the week featuring Gray Neff, who is actually here in the studio with us today.
There's a fucking cat.
And he's holding a kitten, Zuko.
And Zuko! Zuko man!
And thanks for joining us, Gray. What do we got today for our drink of the week?
Ooh, happy Burns Night, everyone.
Happy what?
Happy Burns Night.
Can you explain what that is?
Today is a Scottish holiday known as Burns Night. Robert Burns is a Scottish poet, died about in 1796, and today's his birthday. Or would have been his birthday.
Can you do this in an English accent?
I could, but I'm not going to. I should have.
It should have just came in guns blazing.
I should have, yeah. Perhaps another day. Yeah, so today's Burns Night, celebrated in Scotland, typically this night or some night close to this. So yeah, it's a night for celebrating Scotland and the history and Robert Burns' poetry.
Tell them what you had to eat today.
Haggis. Today, I had
what is
haggis.
What is haggis?
Haggis is a stuffed sheep stomach.
That sounds fucking horrible.
And it was actually delicious.
Can you hear Ben?
No, he can't. He doesn't have headphones in.
Ben said it sounds fucking horrible.
Okay, well, it wasn't. It was fucking phenomenal.
So for Burns Day, what's our what are we getting for a drink of the week here?
So today's drink of the week, in honor of Burns Day.
Tell me it's a Highland.
What?
You should just give him a scotch.
I thought about that actually. No, but I did do a scotch cocktail, and it's the Rob Roy.
Oh.
What?
Boo.
It's essentially a Manhattan with scotch in it, instead of bourbon or rye. So it's an ounce and a half of scotch whiskey. Probably a blend. I wouldn't waste really good scotch on it. Be a shame. About a half ounce to an ounce of vermouth, depending how you like it. A dash of Angostura bitters. and all stirred in a glass. Then you garnish it with a cherry or a lemon peel expressed over the top. And also in honor of Robert Burns, if there's actually a drink called Robbie Burns. Sounded all right. With scotch, vermouth, so same ingredients, with orange bitters instead of Angostura, and a little bit of absinthe.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Absinthe is fantastic.
Absinthe is dangerous. So it'd be basically an absinthe-tinted scotch, or absinthe-tinted Manhattan.
That's pretty sweet.
But, yeah.
So, well, other than Burns Day, what's a good time to drink this drink? Anytime.
That's a horrible question. first thing in the morning, lunch break at work, whenever you prefer your guilty pleasures.
It's a good guilty pleasure drink.
First thing in the morning, lunch break at work. God damn it, Gray, if you don't get fired within your first year, I would be incredibly surprised.
So, yeah.
Both a gentleman and a scholar. Thank you, Gray, for stopping by for this drink of the week.
Don't know if I'd call him.
You're like, collect my cat and go.
One of those things.
I will collect my cat and go.
I really want to see you actually try and get this cat right now. We're gonna live talk about this.
No, we're not.
Where's the cat, Jay?
He's probably under my bed somewhere.
Climb under there and get him.
He's under my bed somewhere. By the way, our studio is not really a studio. It's just a table in my room.
No, we have a bed in the studio.
Yeah. Yeah, we live and breathe room tap. We do that. So the only other thing we really have on tap for you guys today is this interview where we're going to be talking with CJ Haight about some movies that we got, movies coming up, movies that he's seen in the past few months that he's, you know, either recommend to us or not at all, said shitty or good or whatever. And then obviously movies coming up, movies to look forward to in 2018. So without further ado, we got this interview with CJ. Tune in.
Enjoy.
We're joined now by CJ Haight. CJ, thanks for coming on, take some time out, talk to us. Why don't you let the folks know a little bit about yourself, a little bit what you do, especially as it involves movies, just let us know what you do kind of thing on the side outside of work.
All right, okay. Well, thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate being on the show.
Yeah, for sure.
I love movies and I love stories and I like writing, so I pretty much write movie reviews. I pretty much just do it myself and run like a website and stuff, and I work with another guy, and yeah.
You can have some shameless plugging here. What's it called?
I'm sorry.
What's your website called for the listeners out there?
It's Film Table. So filmtable.com.
Shout out Film Table.
Shout out Film Table. So we were talking. You're on your way to a movie right now. Call Me by Your Name. You just said that. Most people enjoy movies. So what, if we're talking 2018, what kind of movies should we be looking out for? What kind of movies have you seen recently that like sucked, or, you know, give us some movies that you've seen recently that you either were a fan of, weren't a fan of, disappointed by, or whatever.
Okay. I mean, right now is like a pretty big time of the year just because of like Oscar season and the Academy Awards. So you're seeing a lot of good movies, and some of them are really entertaining and some of them are somewhat boring, but have incredible acting or just put together really well. Recently I saw The Post, which I thought was good. That has Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep in it.
Ooh. I want to see that. I do want to see that.
Yeah, no, it was good. Especially like Matt, I know that you'll probably love that movie.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Just being about like journalism and everything.
There we go.
I'm in the middle of a movie right now. I haven't finished it, but it's called The Open House. It's a Netflix original. Okay. That was added on like a few days ago. And so far that movie is just absolutely terrible.
See, that makes me laugh. I've been a big fan of Netflix originals as of recent. Granted, I've been watching a lot more of their TV shows rather than their movies. But yeah. I've been a big fan, and I've heard that they're trying to switch towards all Netflix originals and try and filter out the rest of the stuff that they have on there, but
as no, you're right. Now, but, I guess and that's
all speculation.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that you're right in a sense. I mean, I think that they'll always have a library of other things because they want you to always be able to move on to something else. Once you finish binging a show, they want you to not have like this break, they want you to just move on to the next show pretty much.
Oh yeah.
So
they're trying to control
for us. That reason. Yeah, exactly. So for that reason, they'll always have like other library, like other shows in their library that isn't just Netflix, but they put so much money into their own original content. And you're right, it's been awesome and they do a really good job, but I mean, because of how many shows that they buy, there's going to be a lot of flops out there too.
Like, I watched Death Note or whatever it was, and it was fucking horrible.
Yeah.
It was so bad. It made me cringe. I had to finish it just because of how bad it was, and I was like, I need to make
fun out of principle, this. Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like with Death Note and with Bright as well, like, they marketed those as such, like, big movies, and I was just completely disappointed by both of them.
See, I hated Death Note. Bright, just the way that they jumped into it, like, they didn't really give you a backstory on anything, and they didn't explain any of how, like, the culture was. It was kind of like, oh, we're just going to throw you into this world, and you're going to have to go with it. I didn't like it when it first started, but by the end of it, it was a really, really good action flick. You know what I mean? Like, they put a lot of money into that, and
Will
the
Smith.
Stunts and stuff that they did. Like, some of it was really cool.
No, you're right. And, I mean, you're going to get that with, like, any big budgeted fantasy action movie. I mean, I would hope that it's going to have some great scenes in there for that reason. Just because, I mean, if you think about it, like, fantasy really brings you into a completely different world, which is what every movie wants to do.
It also attacks a whole different audience. Like, come on, you know every Lord of the Rings fan watched that movie.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
Yeah. I felt the same way with watching Bright, was that they just threw you into it, and, like, I felt like it needed a lot more time than just an hour and a half to 2 hours.
Oh, absolutely.
To, like, really explain it.
Like,
I mean, obviously, if you have Will Smith, you can't do that.
The whole first, like, the whole first 45 minutes I was watching, I was like, okay, this is, like, what the hell is going on? What is this? What am I watching? And, like I said, by the end of it, I was like, okay, like, I probably would watch another one, which they are contracted to do a second one.
Oh, are they really?
I didn't know that. I looked into it after just because I wanted to see what was up, like how Will Smith got into that, and when he signed on for it, he signed on for two. So
that's very interesting.
Yeah, I mean they spent a lot of money on that movie. It was like if you saw that in a theater, that'd be pretty high budget.
No, you're right, and I mean even the marketing alone though, they spent so much on that, on like pushing the movie.
They did a lot with Death Note too, because I remember I traveled to L.A. over like late summer, and they had like whole sides of buildings with like advertising for that movie, and I was like, that was not a good movie. Why are you doing this?
No, I agree with you completely.
Are you seeing that more? I know, obviously, like, I think it's pretty easy to say that, like, we're seeing a lot more of these streaming services like Hulu, like Amazon Prime, and like Netflix creating their own originals. What's your opinion on those compared to like the bigger budget Hollywood blockbuster films that you've watched in the past?
I mean, I think it's awesome just because it allows for so much more to be created. Mm-hmm. And like a TV show that never would have been made 5 years ago or 10 years ago now has a chance. And I mean, if you think about like a show on Amazon Prime called The Man in the High Castle, that is a very good show, but it's also very strange and something that probably never would have happened 5 years ago.
Right.
And so it's great just to kind of like allow those to be made and be able to see them and enjoy them. But it also, because of how much is out there, it's hard to like keep up with it all.
Mm-hmm.
Like you never have enough time to sit down and be able to watch everything that's going on.
My last year of college, I had more time in my hands than I ever have in my entire life. I watched just about every single thing that they had on Netflix at the time. It was unreal. But so you're a movie critic. So like Oscars and stuff like that, obviously those are like critically acclaimed movies. Like you're not going to get a bunch of the box office hits that are like the Marvel movies and stuff like that. So how do you watch those? Do you like what type of do you keep it strictly to like really, really good critically acclaimed movies that you like watch, or do you the whole spectrum? Do you hit it all?
Well, I mean, when it comes down to it, like I'm really just a fan of movies. Like I'm just like you guys. It's just that I like prioritize movies. Okay. So while like I enjoy the movies that come out around this time of year and like they're serious and everything, like I also love going to see like Spider-Man or some random movie. You know what I mean? Like, I can get into pretty much anything when it comes to movies, as long as it's not god awfully boring or just put together terribly.
Do you have a guilty pleasure movie genre that, like, just because you do this for a living, for a job, you're kind of like low key like, oh no, I gotta go see this another Nicholas Sparks movie. Sorry, babe, I'll be back later. I gotta do it for the website. I can't watch it with you. I don't want you to cry.
50 Shades.
Yeah.
God. I mean, I don't get to see as much as I'd like to. Like, if I was able to see every movie that was coming out, I'm sure I would find that guilty pleasure genre. But I mean, like, I like rom-com and stuff. You know what I mean? I, like I said, I can get into just about anything. And like, I went and saw Magic Mike, XXL when that came out. And like, I'm not going to say I was a fan of that whatsoever, but like, I'm not going to sit here and also be like, oh, it's terrible.
Why not?
Just because it's not made for, like, it's not made for who I am, I guess I'd say. they don't target me whatsoever. I think we can all agree with that.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about being too PC. We're fine.
So we're in the start of 2018. Obviously, we just finished up with 2017. What would you say was your favorite movie of 2017?
Definitely Baby Driver.
Really?
Oh, so good.
I haven't seen it yet, though.
Really, really enjoyed it. I'm actually really happy you said that. I thoroughly enjoyed Baby Driver. Very good movie.
Yeah, I loved that movie. I thought it was fantastic. It's the type of movie that I enjoy watching, and it was made very well.
They had a great soundtrack. You're right. It was made very well. Oh, my gosh, It was very original. It wasn't like something that like they redo every, you know, like 10 years. It's like, oh, let's like try this up again, you know?
Another Lethal Weapon.
And, like, they brought just like a different type of perspective to it compared to like that genre in general.
Oh, absolutely. It was like they kind of had like the Fast and Furious type to it with it was super actiony. Plus, I love having Jamie Foxx as an evil person.
Anyone?
Yeah, right. They had a great cast, and I mean, I don't know if there's like a lot of stuff with Kevin Spacey going on right now, but. It was a good cast.
I was going to follow up with a question. I'm not going to get like too in-depth or political or anything like that, but like when you hear something like that come out about an actor whose movies are like really good, does that ever affect your opinion on the movie?
I mean,
that's a hard question to answer.
It would affect my opinion on the person, but I wouldn't say the movie necessarily.
I agree with that.
I mean, like, the fact that that happened is not going to change that Baby Driver is my favorite movie of 2017.
Give me your top three. So you already said Baby Driver, obviously.
Baby Driver, I think Get Out was probably my second favorite.
Really good. Very good. I can't believe I they that made movie so a lot. Much money off of like a $2.5 million budget.
Yeah, Peele, right. Beast.
Stupid. What else did you like?
Man,
I was kind of putting you on the spot. You don't have like the research in front of you. I'm sorry.
No, you're totally fine. I mean, it's tough to think because like I'm thinking of all the movies I've seen recently, but then I'm thinking about movies I've seen earlier, and I want to say probably War of the Planet of the Apes.
Really?
I like that movie a lot. I like that trilogy a lot in general, and I hope that they keep going.
I don't know if they will. How do you keep that going? Like obviously every single one has gotten less and less humans. Like the next one's gonna have, like, it's gonna be like 10 humans left. It's like we're gonna kill these guys.
You're definitely right, and like there has to be a point where they stop and be like, okay, we don't want to overdo it. Right.
I mean, I feel like at some point they're gonna have to give us the original, like redone. You know,
bring Marvel back.
When I saw Rise of the Planet of the Apes, like the very first one, like that's what I wanted to eventually see was a remake of the very original Planet of the Apes. But like, I wanted to see it right, not Mark Wahlberg. I don't know if they'll go there. And I read a lot of it saying that they probably won't and they'll leave that alone.
Really? I mean, I can understand why. But I feel like there's only so much more that you can do with that if you're trying to make more, you know, other than actually getting it back to the original.
It's like after watching like the 500th Friends episode, like how many more things can they cover here?
Yeah, I don't know, no, but right. In the original Planet of the Apes, they were coming from Earth. Yeah. They found this other planet, right? It wasn't, Earth was turned into that. So, I mean, I guess they kind of did it right with that. That's kind of cool.
I just want to see Mark Wahlberg in it, that's all. He'll still be like benching 225 right before this, and it's going to be in like 10 years from now. He's going to be like 57 or however old he is now.
No, I need to see him in the next Transformers first.
Next Transformers first, yeah. And then... So those, oh wait, so you gave your three from last year. This year, what are some that you're like really excited for? That we should go see, that our listeners should just be like, right now, I need to book a ticket. I know 50 Shades is coming out in 2 weeks.
Like, that's going to be...
like, excited for that, Matt?
Like, get the fuzzy handcuffs ready. I mean...
Fuzzy handcuffs?
Fuzzy handcuffs. I don't want like to get, I don't want my wrists to chafe, or anyone else's wrists to chafe, I don't know. That's all I'm saying. You gotta have safety. You gotta be safe.
I would say, the biggest movie coming out next year, like, this is the big nerd of me coming out right now, but it's probably Avengers.
Oh, and that's just because I'm so fucking excited. I love Marvel. I love what they did.
I mean,
go ahead. Sorry.
So like, they've been building up to this specific movie for 10 years. Like, it, I imagine it's just got to be absolutely huge.
They're almost 30 movies deep right now with basically every actor that you could ever imagine. Actress as
so
well.
Much.
Oh my god, dude, there's...
And then if you think about
this,
this
is
going to
be the highest, like, budgeted movie of all time. It has to be.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a box office smash. You know, every single person's gonna go see this movie.
Who's the director for that?
Yeah,
I don't know. Ooh, I watched the whole thing on it. I watched the whole thing.
I hope
it,
it's Michael Bay.
Like twice. It's definitely not Michael Bay.
Every time I hear something along those lines, I'm like, I really hope it's Michael Bay. Get the 500 cars out. They're gonna get blown up.
I mean you're gonna have that, but I'm so excited. I'm also really excited for Black Panther. But that's just the nerd inside of me, like you said.
Yeah, no, Black Panther also looks great. And that's just because it's such like a different direction Marvel movies.
It set the record for the highest pre-sale of tickets ever.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
No. I like the way that Marvel's starting to go now, where they're letting directors actually like kind of take in their own art form to make the movie different compared to how they were doing it at first, where every movie was pretty much the same.
I enjoy that too. I really like, though, what they did with how they kind of... They really did create their own universe. Like, obviously, comic books had that whole, like, mentality behind it. Like, you read this, yes, but it also connects with this. And movies never really, really did that. I mean, I'm sure you could pick out a couple that kind of were on that line, but you can't name another... you know, series of movies that has like 30 deep that are all interconnected.
Not as big as Marvel.
Exactly. I really, really like what they did that. And I find it funny now watching how other studios and whatnot are trying to copy that. Like the DC universe is trying to do it.
DC, yeah.
They are failing epically.
Oh, completely.
It's so
Which is
bad.
Sad because I love Batman.
Me too.
Like, I love Batman, but it's just...
I'm not saying I hate those movies. Like, again, it's an action movie. Like, it's going to capture my attention the entire time. I'm not going to say it's the best movie ever, best acting ever, obviously, but still.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't seen Justice League yet, and I don't know when I'm going to.
I can find enjoyment in the DC movies, and I mean, I'll go and see them, and I'll like them, but they're not the same as Marvel, and no at way. Times I can feel like I'm getting sick of Marvel, but then you see a movie like Thor Ragnarok, and you just love it.
Okay, Thor was lit. I laughed the entire movie. They had very, very good humor in it, but getting away from that a little bit, this is a conversation we've had with a couple of our friends. What did you think of Dunkirk?
Man, that's tough because it's a good movie and it's like it's put together well, but not enough happens.
I agree with that. Like,
yeah,
that's what we're saying.
Critical acclaim got a lot of praise. People loved it.
Yeah.
Like cinematography, whatever, they killed it. But
Hacksaw Ridge.
I agree with you. Hacksaw Ridge, I still hate that I watched that movie. No, but I agree with you. Like, it was so built up for something big to happen, and it just never really delivered with that.
And I agree.
That drove me crazy.
And that happens a lot with critically acclaimed movies. Like, they're just put together extremely well, where they have a great cast, they have excellent editing, they have great sound, and because it's put together really well, like, it gets this huge praise from critics and everybody else.
And that's going to be the movie that wins the Oscar, and obviously Thor Ragnarok's not going to win the Oscar, but, like, don't you kind of hate that divide?
I mean, in a way, but at the same time, like, I like that there is a divide between fans and critics.
I can see that.
Yeah, I mean, I like that just because there has to be room for both types of movies out there. I mean, if critics didn't like Dunkirk, then it never would have been made. And if that was never made, then we would only have shitty movies.
True. No, you're right. You're right. It's kind of like the critics are like the masters of, you know, judging art, which technically a lot of those movies are. And then you have, you know, let's throw $300-400 million into this movie and make a boatload off of it because we know everyone's going to come see it. There are two. There's a massive divide.
Yeah, but and
still, I mean, it sometimes, like, I like Netflix has those categories, like critically acclaimed movies, whatever. And you click on them and you go through them, and you're like, I might want to watch one of these.
Yeah,
like Pulp Fiction, critically acclaimed movie, very very good movie. I love Pulp Fiction, but like, I just feel like we're not getting as much of that with movies like that these days.
No, you're right. And, I mean, I think about last year's awards, and they were just nothing compared to the year before. Because, I mean, last year, like, none of the movies that were nominated for Best Picture were, like, fantastic. I mean, they were all made very well, and they were all good movies. But, like, I think about the year before when we had The Revenant and we had Birdman, and those are just...
See, I never saw Birdman. I never saw Birdman. Was it really good?
I mean, coming, like, as a fan of film and, like, a fan of the art form, like, I absolutely loved Birdman just because it was so different and it was so unique. Someone who, like, who really just watches movies to be entertained probably wouldn't enjoy it as much.
See,
It was about a play. It was about, like, putting a play on and stuff. And the entire movie was edited to make it look like it was all one shot. Like, there were never any breaks in the movie.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, so, like, it was so unique and it's very interesting to watch from that aspect.
See, we talk about, you know, critically, like, acclaimed movies, obviously, and then you have, like, the whole Marvel aspect to everything. One of my favorite movies all time, absolutely a top five, The Dark Knight, which actually kind of mixed both universes a little bit, because that did get put up for some awards, and that was also that, like you said, Batman. I love Batman.
Yeah,
my favorite. Yeah. I like those when we talk about Batman movies, those are what I think of. I don't think about Ben Affleck or anybody before them. I think about Christian Bale as Bruce Wayne, obviously, and just like, I loved those movies.
No, I'm the same way. The Dark Knight trilogy is incredible.
Oh, I made my mom get it for me for Christmas for Blu-ray. It was like, it's my favorite. Like, we were actually talking about watching all three of them this weekend.
Yeah, no, that's, yeah, you gotta do it like once a year.
No, oh my god, more than once a year. At least twice. Maybe three times. They're so good. And when they're on TV, it's one of those things like, oh, wait, that's on? Yeah, I'm going to watch that instead of this whatever basketball game or this whatever football game.
So you operate the film table, you said, with one other person. Do you guys just kind of – how does the dynamic work with that? Do you like, how does your website work? How does it – what can people expect to see if they were to go there?
Mostly just reviews. You know, I mean, we don't post too much news. And, I mean, it's still starting out. I mean, we only have about – I think 15 articles up right now.
Right.
So, I mean, most of it's going to be reviews, and we'll use social media to, like, release any big news that we want to share. So, like, if you follow us on social media, that's where you would get, like, the breakout news and stuff, and if something's interesting going on in Hollywood or in the movie industry. And then we would pretty much post all of our reviews, or if we have, like, an opinion about something, on the website itself. I would say that the biggest reason why someone would enjoy it is strictly just from our voice and just what we're giving towards our reviews in general.
Right. So for people who follow you at home, is it just at Film Table?
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Cool. So make sure you guys check out CJ at Film Table on both, is it both Twitter and Instagram and Facebook?
Yeah, we're on Facebook. I mean, we honestly don't update that too often. Right. We just kind of release articles on there.
Who Facebook. Uses Facebook anymore, yeah. Am I right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, old people.
Shut up, Dad.
I know you got to go. You're going to go see a movie now. But thanks for taking some time. I know you're busy as hell, so we're able to get you in here for a few minutes. So
make sure you get lots of butter on that popcorn.
Yeah, thanks for coming in, man.
No, dude, thank you for having me. I appreciate it, guys. It was great talking about movies.
Awesome, thanks.
Well, we're going to have you back.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to be back.
Yes. It's going to happen. Boom. All right. Thanks, CJ. All
right, well, thank you.
All right, see ya.
Bye.
And thank you, CJ, again for taking the time to talk to us about some movies. We'll be definitely be sure to check those out. And whatever arguments we were able to have with one another to probably solve those outside the show. Maybe fist fight or something like that. I don't know. Final thoughts, guys.
My final thought is I'm getting fucking sick. So that's great. So if my girlfriend's coming down to visit this weekend, she also might have the flu. So if... our show comes Monday and I have no voice, I apologize ahead of time. But yeah, getting sick fucking sucks. That's what it happens when you get this shit Morgantown weather where you're in shorts one day and you get 3 feet of snow the next.
Yep. Fucking happens. My final thought is that I have to get my car to a special dealership in order to change out the battery in my car.
That is so whack.
Because of the way that my car was made, the frame of the hood covers up my battery, and it doesn't go through my dash. So the only parts that's visible of my battery, this is the stupidest fucking thing ever, where only about a third of my battery is actually apparent, and you can't, like, it's not a big enough, like, triangle to, like, pull it through. You can't even wiggle it through, no matter, like, not even close. And so, and the battery is dead, by the way. So now I have to figure out, I'm probably just going to get either AAA towed or... jump it and drive it to somewhere, but honestly, I'm just kind of pissed about that. So that's just the thing that I'm going through, and I'm being lazy because I have other things that I need to do, like errands, and I'm just procrastinating those because I'm like, oh, I don't have a car, I can't do them, which is just false. But I mean, whatever.
We got what you gotta do.
Yeah, whatever. We're doing it live. Sean, your final thought.
I think we should start a fight club.
Ooh.
And I don't think we should ever talk about it ever again, other than this moment right now.
Yeah, that's rule number one of starting a fight club is to not talk about.
I thought you were going to mention the tweet that Ben retweeted.
What's that?
From the nightclub.
Oh, yeah, no, I would love to talk about that actually, Ben. Ben, so you retweeted a very, very sketchy tweet, and I'm just going to pull that up right now.
Was it Raka?
Yeah, yep. Raka?
It's a...
Yeah, no, I get it.
It's a new restaurant.
I'm trying to get $20. I get it.
For ladies' night?
But let's just talk about this.
It's not just for ladies' night. They're just trying to advertise it. Let's talk about this, people. They're like, we'll give away, you have to retweet and like this. No.
It's here. Here's your chance to win a $20 gift certificate. There, I can talk. You have to follow them, retweet them, and like this. Right underneath that, it says ladies' night. Starts at 9 p.m. with a martini glass and two girls dancing next to each other. Then it says dress to impress with a dress emoji and a red shoe emoji.
Which, sometimes you just feel yourself.
That's stiletto. And then it says 241, martinis, ladies night, thirsty Thursday.
Hashtag.
With a nice big picture of four girls drinking, fancy girly drinks. And it says 241 martinis and... we got a ladies nice night. Old big retweet from Ben Carter.
You see, Sean, this is something that they're employing called social media marketing. And it's a funny thing.
I'm glad that this specific tweet really reached out to you, Ben.
I'm trying to win a it's a good fucking restaurant. Like, it's a new fucking restaurant in Morgantown that just so happens to also be a bar at night. So what they're doing is saying, hey, you wanted $20 gift card to the restaurant. Okay, follow us. So now we have more followers. retweet it, so now people are seeing what we're advertising at the bottom, which is Ladies Night. You're not getting a $20 gift card for Ladies Night. You're getting a $20 gift card to go to the restaurant. I'm just explaining this because now I'm getting slandered over this fucking retweet here, when it's a clear ploy by the restaurant itself, and something that I learned in social media marketing.
Do you think this this restaurant is just catering to women here? Do you think that's smart on their part to only reach out to women?
No, it's not. They're not reaching out just to women. They're reaching out to everybody. Like
with the ladies'
like,
night.
It's one of their theme nights for the week. Like, it's not like I'm not gonna go to ladies' night. Like, they're just using the tweet to get like people. Like, it's a brand new restaurant.
I'm sure that they're gonna use other tweets that are gonna get this going.
You wouldn't use a $20 gift card on a 2-for-1 martini.
I'm sure they will too. But I'm also going to the restaurant tomorrow night, so a $20 gift card there would be pretty fucking nice.
Why are you going there tomorrow night then?
Because my girlfriend's coming. She likes sushi, and they have sushi there.
Yeah, they do.
Is that the only place they have sushi in Morgantown?
Well, I mean, it's 20% off on Fridays.
Whoa, boy. With a $20 gift card?
Whoa. Oh, my God. You imagine how many rolls you could get.
You could buy the fuck out of some sushi.
You know, Sean, you fucking like martinis, too, so you'd probably fucking go to this. I don't even like martinis.
I like the original martini, not the fucking bullshit that they're drinking.
I literally hate you guys so much. Literally hate you guys.
I just scrolled through the rundown and noticed it was still there, and we didn't mention it because it just was at the next page. So,
can we just talk about how 5 Pokeballs is $1,000? Like, are you fucking kidding
me? I'm signing off. I'm done with fucking Pokemon.
All right, thanks for joining us, guys, today. We'll get you back on Monday. Make sure to check out our YouTube, actually. Got a nice little video on there. First rounders. We didn't mention that the entire show, but
we're not good marketers like Rocket is.
Yeah, I'm not the only one who writes the rundown, Sean.
You're not wrong.
But check us out on YouTube, Room Temp Show. We got a great video. Sean is the best punter in the NFL draft coming up. You heard it here. The Cleveland Browns will be spending 2 of their first 5 top 5 picks on Sean in order to get him. Go ahead, check it out for yourself. It's at Room Temp Show. It's called First Rounders, Episode 1. Thanks for listening, guys, and we will see you back on either Monday or Tuesday, depending on how our weekends go. Thanks for listening.
Stay toasty, y'all. Peace.